Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. So today's episode is going to be about people talking about what they swore they'd never be into that they're now mildly obsessed with. And the formal Ask Reddit question was, what's something that you swore you'd never be into that you are now mildly obsessed with? And honestly, I have an answer for this, but I will say that later. So let's get started with the answers. Also, ignore the air conditioning noise. The neighbor above hasn't cleaned their aircon and it's bleeding into ours or something. There's just water droplet noises. Okay, so we got the first answer right here from Sargu9417, because this is a major one. That's why I said the username. I kind of now have a criteria for saying usernames because I'm a bit lazier lately or something. Bird watching. Hated birds up to like 2 years ago. Got cheap dollar store bird feeder last year and then started to look into it. I now have 3 poles, 5 feeders going, and have changed the ecosystem in our neighborhood. Wow. That's a big impact it can do to the environment, honestly. I mean, I hope it's positive. I mean, obviously, I guess. You want to reduce mosquitoes, get birds. But you have to do it on their terms. The fancy feeders just look nice. Take some time and research it. But we practically bought mosquitoes down to nothing in our little area. Small birds eat them. You know, I kind of wish people in their area will do the same because, you know, mosquitoes are annoying and they can kill people, so I hope that people will actually look into raising birds and letting them out so that the small birds will eat the mosquitoes, especially since this is an ongoing epidemic in many countries. So imagine if the small birds will all eat the mosquitoes, and they will not only be reproducing quickly because they have like food in the system, but they'd be contributing to the prevention of certain things that are bad to the human body. So it's a win-win situation for the environment and for us. And he says that we also managed to bring hummingbirds into the area. They have incredible memory when it comes to feeders. I didn't know that. So they will always return and show their friends the way. Hummingbirds are hard though. Do your research on these ones if you want them. I cleaned my bird feeders every week, but the hummingbird one you have to clean every 3 days and do a full food replace. I could go on and on about all the neat shit that we do wrong due to commercial bird feeders. Small tweaks here and there and you will get tons. We had about 20 families throughout the summer. You know, this is actually a decent hobby if you have like a big enough backyard or front yard. You could actually improve the environment in this small hobby, you know? It's something that's fun to do, and it's probably fun to do. I don't have experience with it, but imagine doing this, or a good chunk of people doing this in areas with poor ecosystems. They will drive the area. Like, they will help to expand the vastness of, like, speciation in the area, you know? Those kind of technical stuff I'm I loved zoology as a high school student. I missed. But hey, math is fun too, I guess. So here I am. And his last paragraph is basically talking about how he has birds who are still around that weren't alive when we started this. Their parents found our yard and we watched them grow. I can now tell with great accuracy who are baby birds. And he says that they all move the same way. And overall, we had about 10 panda families. A panda family, oh my god, wait, 10... 10 species of birds, 3 squirrel families, 1 red squirrel family, 2 chipmunks, a trash panda family, it wasn't even a panda, and a groundhog. And he notes that he only fed the birds with cage off trays, the rest just get the droppings. Birds are goddamn messy eaters. I imagine they really are, they're messy poopers as well. And he's going to stop now, because... stop the comment, because he could keep going, but I feel that at this point I'm starting to look like a crazy bird person. But look into it, it's fascinating. I could actually look into it. If I own a big house, that would be such a neat thing to do. I'd actually be into that, honestly, not gonna lie. Okay, this next guy, well, actually I skipped a few comments because I couldn't really make a meaningful discussion out of this, but this next guy I'm gonna talk about, he says, The Sims. EA is so shady, but I love the game. Oh yes, this is like peak me, because I am in love with it. Like, I play it all the time. There's even a new update that brought a lot of new features too, so I'm actually excited to play with it again, because I haven't played in a while though, because school, but you know, it's such a good game. We're like, you can create stories. Like, I remember back in the summer, like, I had a full 5 month summer before college, and then I made this elaborate story about a rich family, and I think it was coded to be a migrant family, but I'm not sure. Basically, there was like two families, and then the story went that the guy from the other family married into a girl who was just adopted by the rich family, because the guy from the father of the girl didn't really like doing. They didn't really like. He only made one kid, and this kid was there. And then he had two other adopted children. No, I like three adopted other adopted children, and then these four adopted children, they kind of didn't like this, the one true child of the one true heir of the rich guy, because here's the thing, because the rich guy's name is like it starts with an L, and then because I need to speak faster, it's like it's gonna take a while to speak about the last name, and then the wife's name started with an A or something, and then so the child had a different last name from the others who had the last name of the father, because I think they got her out of wedlock or something, from what I remember from that story. And then so it progresses into some crazy gang violence revolution eventually. Like, it becomes a weird revolution between two groups, a group that wanted Shene, oh yeah, that's the name of the girl. The group that not the girl that the guy married into, but the girl that was the true child, and then the group that wanted Shanna to be the heir, and then the group that wanted Jacobo, which was the other guy, to be the heir. It was such a crazy story. I'm in love with how I created it. It was a wild ride, and there was even a part where families were divided between the two factions, and then I used some custom content and mods to like make it so realistic with all the storylines and shit. It was amazing. Like, then basically they end up having a really large family and all that. Shanna ended up marrying the guy who's also in the other guy's family, like the different family. Shanna married into the guy who was the son of the gay uncle. The adopted son of the gay uncle of that guy, of the guy, and so they had this weird interconnected family. It's a really amazing story. Like, honestly, I wish I could write it down, but I'm like so lazy with writing. I might make an audio drama about it though if I get the time. So yeah, speaking of audio drama, I just realized that I haven't gotten a head start yet with an upcoming thing I might do, but I'll just keep you guys in tune, because maybe I might do the story first, or maybe I might do another story that I actually thought of early on. So I'm not sure yet which story I'm doing, but either between any of these stories that I have in line, they are surely going to be ones you'd enjoy. So be sure to stay tuned, because I might make them. I'm not sure yet, because life can get busy, and you know, there's a lot of major subjects and stuff. Anyways, we just got into this long story about how my Sims get into up. I think they're like in the third generation now, but I got a bit lazy with the storyline. But you know, it was so good, and then they have like children, and now I think they're in their grandchildren. It's just the most amazing thing ever. And I was like, I cried multiple times in that story. That was amazing. I cried when the guy died, like the guy that married into the adopted girl, because he was so nice and he was a painter. I cried. He was so nice. Like, he deserves better. Okay, so back to the guy who commented. There was a guy that replied, "Ditto. First time I played it was at a friend's house, but it was basically her backseat gaming the whole time. It was the same for me, but it was my cousin, and it was the first version. It was really the most amazing thing ever. And then I made like whole stories. And then back then I didn't really know how to care for the people in the story, so I kind of like accidentally killed some people." It's so hilarious. The Sims is such an amazing game. Like, you can create a lot of really good stuff. And then there's a guy that replied to this guy. Basically, this guy talks about how he got into it with the Xbox, etc. And then the guy replies to him, "Real life is overrated and shitty." And that is an entire mood right there. Like, honestly, there's like a university expansion pack for The Sims, and I have it. And then I would plan out my Sims schedule. Like, oh, they'd be going here, then they'd be going there, they'd be studying here. And I'm like, why do I plan their schedule better than I plan my actual schedule? And that's an answer that I'm still waiting. Okay, so anyways, the last comment we'll be looking into for today, because I have to go and study. Last comment is Dungeons and Dragons. So, I relate to, because I thought, okay, it's just a game, I don't know how to play it, so I'm not gonna play it. I even thought it was online at some point, like, what? And then I was so confused with all the dice talk and all that. And then, oh, it's a real-life role-play game. And so, I tried it once when there was, like, a beginner's tryout thing. No, it wasn't a tryout, it was like a game that was for beginners, so it was, like, easygoing and all. It was so fun, and we had to save this werewolf from a mayor or something. That's like the story of the campaign we had. It was so much fun doing it. And my character was an Irish elf. That was awesome. And I totally repeat it if I wasn't so busy eventually. But hey, that was some good experience right there. I want to play again sometime soon if I find the time. So that my brain kind of chills for a bit, because oh man, my brain's on fire the past few days. It's been crazy, and honestly, I need a refresher like this. Such a mood. Right? Okay, so that's pretty much it for today. This was a bit shorter than usual, but I mean, this was still longer than some other episodes I had, but this is still shorter than usual. So anyways, thank you for tuning in, listening in tonight. I hope you guys have a great day, night, evening, whatever. And be sure to rate me 5 stars on Podchaser, the Redditor, and follow me on Twitter at the Redditor _TWT, and like my Facebook page, the Redditor Podcast, and donate some money using Patreon. Become a patron at patreon.com/TheRedditor. Thank you, and good day, night, etc. Goodbye.